The state of Alaska has canceled standardized testing in schools this year. Upward of 70,000 students were scheduled to take Alaska Measures of Progress, or AMP, assessments across a five-week window, but the Department of Education called the whole thing off. The reason? Problems connecting to an online server in Kansas. KCAW's Emily Kwong has more.
Students across Alaska logged online to take the AMP assessment on Tuesday. But testing was brought to an abrupt end when a construction worker accidentally severed a fiber optic cable at the University of Kansas, home of the state's testing vendor, the Achievement and Assessment Institute, or AAI. Dr. Susan McCauley, interim commissioner for Alaska's Department of Education, said the impacts of the broken cable were immediate.
We here at the department said, you know, what are the odds of this?
The vendor made repairs, but when testing resumed on Thursday, their system crashed several times. Imagine a test that flickers in and out of view as you're trying to take it, and you get a sense of what Alaska schools were dealing with last week. KCAW spoke with Dr. McCauley on Friday.
We now know that the system was patched in a manner that folks thought would work. We didn't know that until yesterday after things crashed. But the reality is that it doesn't have the bandwidth right now necessary to support students in Alaska and Kansas testing at the same time.
And McCauley added the test had other anomalies.
Kids doing just fine with question 12, 13, 14, 15, and all of a sudden question 17 is blank. We don't know why that is, and at this point our vendor doesn't know why that is.
Given these shortcomings, the Department of Education decided on Friday to cancel all computer-based tests, including the AMP tests, for the rest of the school year. McCauley said she made the decision out of a concern that the inconsistent testing environment rendered student results invalid.
So if this is of questionable validity at this point, if we don't believe the results are a true reflection of what students have learned, there is no reason to give the assessment.
The previous commissioner, Mike Hanley, announced in January the state would eliminate the test in Alaska, along with a five-year, $25 million contract with AAI at the end of this school year. McCauley estimates the state has paid under $10 million of that contract. Despite the costs, McCauley stands by the value of standardized testing for Alaska schools.
They contribute to a system of accountability for public schools in a way that I think is important, and they should provide teachers, parents with information, valuable information about how students are doing.
And so the department will be issuing another request for proposals for an entirely new test system to be implemented in the spring of 2017. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.